I am the morning DJ at WGN.
Your listening is important to us. Please hold for the next available WGN personality. Oh, that's me. Good morning. It's 7:40. Time to check in with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. And this morning we're talking about a new Pew Research Center survey of adults in the U.S. And 70% use some social media of some form or another. And Scott, did you think that number would have been higher?
Yeah. Morning, Bob. I really did think it was going to be higher, but actually that number has remained stable over the past 5 years. While the overall use isn't higher, the landscape has changed so much, you know, because there's so many different kinds of social media sites now. And what's really interesting is how people in different age groups use those different sites.
And this was a survey of people in this country, and it encompassed all social media sites, right? What are some examples?
Yeah, sure. So, for example, YouTube and Facebook, they continue to dominate the online landscape. 81% of people use YouTube, 69% of people use Facebook, and that's reported that they've ever used these sites. The shares of adults that say that they've ever used Facebook is about the same as it was 2 years ago, but you got to remember, even at 69%, it's still one of the most popular social media sites. And also interesting, YouTube and Reddit, they were the only two platforms measured that saw statistically significant growth since 2019. That's the last time Pew did a poll on this topic.
YouTube's numbers are higher than Facebook. That's interesting.
Yeah, definitely. That was my biggest surprise. I really thought it would be flipped. I thought that Facebook would have scored higher. But I think that the difference is really directly correlated to, you know, there's so many other sites now, like we were saying, and there are a lot more younger users.
And you have Instagram and Pinterest, right?
Yeah, exactly. And others. 40% of adults say they ever use Instagram. 30% report using Pinterest and or LinkedIn. So, you know, that's another interesting one. 25% say they use Snapchat. And, you know, there are similar reports, you know, of users of Twitter. There's WhatsApp. TikTok is used by 21% of Americans. And here's something really to think about, okay? Twitter celebrated 15 years in existence a few weeks ago, and they're at 25%. TikTok has been around for substantially less time, a few years now, and they're at 21%.
Already. Okay. So I'm going to have to find out about TikTok. I'm going to have to figure it out and get on TikTok. Is that what you're saying?
Well, when that happens, Bob, I'll come on twice that week to give you some extra pointers.
Yeah.
But honestly, it really doesn't. What it actually says is that people are okay liking the platforms they like. Facebook would love to hear that 99% of people use Facebook every day and can't live without it. But the truth, you know, it really isn't that simple.
Anything else of interest in the survey that caught your eye?
Yeah, you know, one other thing really caught my eye. For the first time, Pew decided to include Nextdoor in the survey. Now, Nextdoor is that, you know, the neighborhood-focused app. Mm-hmm. And quite honestly, I never really considered that to be social media. I knew about it, but I never really thought about it. And as I thought more and more about it, I kind of changed my tune. It's definitely social, especially now. And 13% say they use Nextdoor, but most of that usage is coming from urban and suburban locations. There's very little use in rural areas of Nextdoor. And while this wasn't mentioned, you know, I feel like people really needed to know a lot about what was happening close by to them during the stay-at-home portion of the pandemic. So I think that that's a reason why that number is higher now than, you know, than we might expect it to be.
Yeah, Nextdoor, I mean, that's really like a neighborhood bulletin board. But if you're in that neighborhood, it's important to you, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, I took a look around to see how it works, and you could kind of like draw like a box around where you live, and it can like tell you what's happening in your actual area. For a lot of people who use social media, you know, there are people who like to, you know, look at photos and videos and do all those things, but some people just like to know what's happening really close to home, and that's a really unique way of making that social media super local.
with social media strategist Scott Kleinberg. Let's turn to a story that's been gaining traction over the past few weeks, fake vaccination cards. What's going on here, Scott?
Well, Bob, you know, we talked previously about why it's so important not to pose for those selfies with vaccination cards. We mentioned that they contain, you know, important information like your date of birth, and that even blacking out those sensitive details just, you know, weren't enough. The plea is that much more urgent now because there are fake versions of the cards showing up online.
So people are selling these cards?
They are. They're on Facebook, on Twitter, on Etsy, on eBay, and still other places. They're out there for, I've seen, $20 or more, and some are actually already laminated.
Now, I understand the card has valuable information about your shots, but what is the value of fake cards?
It seems that it's going to be more about the value that they will eventually have. You know, there's all this talk about you'll eventually maybe need to show proof of vaccination for travel and to attend large events. Some states are saying that. People who are against vaccinations, for example, they could purchase fake cards to get around those limitations.
And that's a problem that starts online but has huge implications for all of us, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, a convincing fake, you know, like we were just saying, you know, could be used by someone who, you know, who is unvaccinated, who can still spread the virus. To me, the fact that there seems to be a lucrative business here, you know, already is a great cause for concern.
So the message here is do not pose with those cards online.
Yes, that is exactly the message. And remember, it's more than just the date of birth. If you look at the card, you know, they contain the lot number for the vaccine, which talks about very specific details about what, you know, you received. That can be copied. The CDC logo can be copied. The best advice is, you know, don't share the card online at all. It's not worth the risk, you know, because it's being so highly sought after. Some people are getting stickers, we've said before, you know, pose with a sticker instead. Or, you know, don't pose with anything and just share your news with the people you want to share it with.
Right. And don't lose the card.
Definitely don't lose the card. Put it in a very, very safe place. I would say put it in the same place you put it with, you know, other documents like your passport, your birth certificate, your marriage license, your will. People are saying that you should take a photo of it for your electronic records. I don't have a problem with that, but you got to make sure you keep that photo safe. And that goes back to, you know, to the passwords and everything we've been talking about, just to make sure that, you know, everything you do is safe.
Okay, now before I let you go, Scott, I hope your genius bar is open because
here
come my social media problems of the week. First of all, I'm happy to report my Facebook is back to normal. All of a sudden, I see my friends again. I logged in yesterday and I saw messages that I hadn't responded to in weeks, and I didn't do anything. Just all of a sudden, instead of only seeing posts from broadcast operations, news outlets, and other businesses, I have all my friends again on my Facebook feed. I don't know what happened, but it's back. So
did you reboot or do anything in the meantime?
Did you reboot your phone or anything? Yeah, I did reboot, but then, you know, nothing changed when I did that. So I don't know what happened yesterday, but all of a sudden I went to Facebook, and it seemed like they changed something. It seemed like the way I got in there was different. Mysteries abound. What can I say?
Yeah. Well, I'm glad it's back for you. That's very important.
I did notice, and I didn't do anything, but on Twitter, I noticed the font was different. It was a little easier to read. They must have updated something. Did you notice that?
I did not notice that, but the font issue with something on a phone could be related to the phone itself. You know, there could be a setting or something in there. I don't think there's been like a global change to the font on Twitter, but, you know, they do make updates all the time, so you never know for sure.
I've got some mystery phone from Apple. I don't know what it is. Now, here's a question for you. I'm very confused about that. I saw something about this. Facebook... Do they have your phone number, and is it private? How does that work?
So that's an interesting story. They used to use the phone number for something different. They used to use the phone number for a feature where you were able to find friends and be able to connect with people that way. They stopped using that feature a few years ago. And when that feature was available, there were some problems with with hacking, and some people lost some data and things like that. The Facebook, your use of a phone number on Facebook is only if you want to be notified by text for something like that. I actually don't have my telephone number listed in Facebook, but the interesting thing, Bob, is with all the data that's out there about you, you know, it's probable that there's ways to, you know, figure out what phone numbers are, but it's not necessarily Facebook having your phone number.
And I've heard from people I know that people who are high profile or they're celebrities, that Facebook and Twitter, that they're both trying to do a better job now of authenticating accounts. Have they changed the way they're doing that?
Yes and no. So you know how on Twitter you have those blue check marks for verification. That became a problem after a while where people were getting verified who never should have been verified. So Twitter actually shut down their entire verification program, and they're starting to reopen it up again in a new way, and they're actually seeking public input in terms of how to make this program work. So there's no real details on that yet. What a lot of people want to see is a different kind of verification for a different kind of person. So a celebrity who does this or a person who does this would have a different kind. Facebook, I haven't seen anything specific about how they're going to handle that. Verified accounts, there's just one kind right now on Facebook. But the problem is how the verifications are administered. And that's always going to be the thing to watch going forward. It used to really matter to be verified. And then as time went on, it mattered less because so many people were getting that perk.
Right. Scott Kleinberg, you're the best, Scott. I'm glad you're not turning into a hacker. I'm glad you're on the right side of the law, because you'd be very dangerous with what you know.
Always here for you, Bob. I have to teach you TikTok, Bob, so I'm staying
in place. Yeah, I can't wait. Thanks, Scott.
Yep.
Talk to you next week.